There's so many Dvorim there, you're gonna bound to get one. But he understood the answer to that question. The Chazon Ish is a different take. Here in Simen Nun Beis, Sifkon Tetzvov. I read you. Tur Cholar Al Sefer Truma Sh'os Alin Al Tateva Sh'yesh Bozvuvim. Because of the Lodami, the Hod Asul Dechasos Kaveres. Ta Kaveres Kitanehi, Vadvorim Nitzodim Bo. Behold, the Hosan Nami Amru Vavach Lo Yichav and Lotzu. The Beis Yosef says no. Kaveres you require Sh'l'yasana Mitzudah. But the Torah gives the reason. Shimbal Iftoach Yibrichu. I read you the words of the Helik Chazon Ish. Lo Mikrit say the Helik Sheikh Nisam Tachas Yodo V'yochol Lishlot Bohen. He's in control. From the perspective I told you yesterday of the Balabais. Aval Hocha Bizman Shateva Ne'ula Eina Tachas Yodo. Because it's, the box is closed. You have no control. You can't get through the box. Shim Yiftach Yibrichu. V'einem Nesudim Tachas Yodo. About kaveres, so the Taz answered the kaveres is tachas yado. Even though some bees may fly away, but at least be one bee that's going to be left behind. Here's a different verse. Well, done with the kaveres, the ritzon abaylim sheyil be kaveres the yasu duv shenon. He'll go. He says on the kaveres zel teda shalahem. A whole verse, a different verse completely. You gain by having the bees in the beehive. They're making honey. You gain when the snake is there, because he's not going to bite you. You don't you gain nothing when the flies are in the box. That's what he says. Adkan, a different word. The Taz said yesterday that the answer to the question of Kaveris is you'll catch at least one bee. He said, no, you don't have to catch any bees. But the fact that the bees are under your control is helpful. It's helpful. So this is a very important nekuda. Very important nekuda.
The Torah more important than
Taz? One more time.
Then Chazon Ish considers Zorach more important than an aspect of
Shadim and Kabbalah? Yeah, of course. The Taz ignores it completely. Taz doesn't concern itself with whether it's good for you that the bees making honey as opposed to the flies doing nothing. That's not his, he doesn't go that way. He goes with a different malach. Maybe he holds that the fact that it's doing something for me is not sufficient to make a distinction. Maybe. He doesn't bring it up. Okay. Now, what happens in a situation like this? I open up a cage, a bird cage, and I stand there. But of course, you know, I stand there. What would happen if the birds are afraid to go out, because I'm there, even though I'm not filling up the, you open up a bird cage, you're not blocking the whole bird cage. But the birds see you and they're not gonna want to run out. I'm not into bird psychology, I'm not know enough about it. But, we're right near Audubon Avenue here, so we should know more about birds, but, yeah, but we all know about birds. So the question becomes, is that Mavatl the Tzeda? The fact that I opened the bird cage? Opened the door to the cage? Or no, because I'm standing there. On the other hand, the birds are just in the cage because they don't want to start up with me for nothing. But
if someone would try to catch them somewhere in the cage, they'd run out. And they wouldn't be deterred by the fact that I'm standing near the Pesach. And when they call a case of desperation, they would fly out anyway, despite the fact that I'm there. He wants to know, Shemir Shabbos Kolchosa, Perek Chav Zayin, footnote Kuf Lama Zayin, is that Bitl HaTzeda, and then I may not close the door of the cage, or not? From the Piskei Tshuvos, Shin Tes Zayin, footnote 81, is it not committed the other way around? May I stand there? In other words, the birdcage is open from before Shabbos, so they can fly out at will. Now I'm going to stand there so they won't fly out. So, in sin, this is the opposite of the Shmir Shabbos L'chos HaShayla. The Shmir Shabbos L'chos HaShayla, if by standing there it's considered nitzod, then I can close the door. And if not, not. So it's better, halakhically, that I'm standing there, it's considered nitzod. Here, where the door is wide open, if I stand there for the first time, I'm opening some tzedek. Goes together. He claims it out here for a cat. I'm going to have a cat in this house. I don't know. Then he quotes in the next footnote, the Eish Lavrom Buchach. If you have it in the back of the Big Shulchan Aruch, take a look. Not the Eish Lavrom of the Primer Garden. There's another statement, Eish Lavrom of Avrom in Buchach. Buchach. Where's Buchach? Buchach is sitting in Galicia. That's part of the world where I came from.
Is this a totally different saver?
What?
Is it totally different
saver? Yeah, it's printed in the very back. It's the margin. It's the very, very back. Shin Tezai. It's paragraph beginning with the word Od Matsasi. It's, in my edition, going on the Sif Yud Beis in the Shulchan Aruch. So we saw some Bezmed, the Sif Yud Beis, the Chayav Rebbe Shuso. Not going to all the program, we'll come back to it later. But in the middle of here, it is as follows. Al Kalponim, it's Old Matos. It's Safeng. In my old post, I have all the Kluvel Erev, Menichel Lotzis Lachutz. In other words, it's a Safeng whether it's considered to be in the category of Bishuso or not Bishuso. He says as follows. Yes, with a svek. Safek shloshak with chashim chashash tzeda shem shabar l'sham me'aleh. Okay, the safek shloshak tzeda with them mitzad shapesach no ktsas u'mitzad shu'omer lefnei haPesach. It's the case along the lines that we had. If you throw in an additional safek, he's matla mishem svek sveka, especially he's not mechaben. And even though it's an Issa Gresha, it's a Svek Sveka, it's more Kal, okay? Sofek Ushem and Issa Kvar. The kids are Svek Sveka Lakula, even Machavin, Kavachal Issa Gresha. That's what he says over here, Od Masasi, towards the end of the paragraph.
Can
I
repeat what the case is?
Yeah. It's as follows. The case is like this. A bird stays in a cage even though the cage is open. He says, I'm just reading his words, even if the birds want to go, but since he's standing in the way from before, they're not going to want to fly out. If that's the case, you can close the door. And even if there's a little hole that he can get at, get his head out, and he can then the bird can then get his head out and then open the door. He's sharp birds. They can just get the beak out and then unlock the latch. Nah. Right now he's there, he's not about to go out. So there was no chashash tzeda.
Meaning it's never lost its status of being nitzod?
Correct. That's the first half of the paragraph that I didn't read you before. I'm sorry. That's the first half.
So that answers the Shmir Shabbos.
He wants to suggest that that's considered to be nitzod. Sarachin, not sure. Then he says, if you add that to the suffix, that the what? That a suffix if they're going to go back to the club at night or not. For the sex's sake. Suffix, one second. They may come back at night, in which case it's no problem, he says. Another suffix, maybe it's not considered Seder, because the Pesach is no chas over the Fnei Pesach. He throws in an additional sad suffix. And he throws it in the Mitzkabin. I'm just mentioning to you, read carefully, comparing with old Matzasi in the back, Eishel Avraham B'chach. It's a tricky paragraph.
And what was the other suffix? That
Sith
is going to come back at night? What does that do with anything?
That's the whole discussion. The chosen the Kluv Erev. That's what I think he's talking about. Al Kapanim is something in my office, lay of all the Kluv in the Erev, in Menichem Latzeis Lechutz. Al Kapanim, Shu'ula, of all the Kluv in Lahit Pesem, Adam Liatzma. That's correct. The Svek Svekta. I'm just reading with his words. Something shlo shayach them shum chashash seda shum shabon l'shem shomei aleihen. Okay, the suffix shlo shayach seda b'zeh shach a pesach no tzas mitzach shu over the fnei pesach u kana. It's a double suffix.
So we're only talking about the kinds of birds that the Gemara Beis is actually not here.
That's the second half. The first talk about it in general. Then he wants to know, we threw in an extra suffix.
But the second
suffix
is only useful for certain types of birds.
That's exactly the point. A suffix is in that kind of category of birds. Suffix is the other clue. It's an interesting question. All these cases with the details. But if you're in doubt, is that what kind of bird it is? Or that what kind of is it Seder? He's throwing in a couple of seconds and putting them together. That's what he's doing over here. Oh. It's interesting about both sides. So I want to read you again. This is a love the Shashayla. We shall see how he defines Seder. We saw already before the Chazish was explicit that according to the Machlokes, the Tur and the Sefer Truma seems to be whether you look at it from your angle and the Tur is looking from your angle and you have no control over it, right? Because the minute you open the box, it's going to fly away. So presumably the Sefer Truma looks at it from the fly's angle. That sounds a little funny way to express it. From the fly's angle. From the fly's angle, he can't go where he wants to go because the box is closed on it. Oh. So now in the Megillah Sefer talks about this as well, Simon Chav Dalim, these two possibilities. He said that the problem, that the reason the Torah is Megill, because you're not in control. The minute you open the box, it's going to fly away. Oh, that's what he says.
What does that mean when you open it? The point is, the issue is now you closed it, you have control.
If you open it, what good is control if you can't get to it? Because the box covered it. You can't get to it.
The question is, how much control do you have?
You have no control.
You control to move the box around now. You
Very nice, but you'll never get to the fly. Because when you open the box, it'll fly away.
The question is,
would it be Kevatsura? Exactly. So, save it anyway, because the fly can't get out. And the tourist says, but I can't get it. Let me read you his words. Let me read you the words of the Halig Sefer, Megillah Sefer, Simon Chav Dalet, Oz Dalet. Listen carefully. He quotes the subject of the Shabbat, the Mishlam Zalman. Again, you open the door, you're standing in the Pesach, but the Ophos Mephachim Lotet Vilal Adam. Do we say that Shalom is Batlet Tzedah? So, no! If someone else tries to grab him, they're going to go to anyway, despite the person. Then maybe it's this batlet. You can't close the door. He's not sure. Says the Megillah Sefer. He's explaining Rav Shlomo Zalman stuff. The fact that the chay and the oaf are now b'mokum kazeh she'enem yichon lebroach zenech shav shem nitzodim odilma sorev she'achnisem tachas yodo v'yuchal lishlot behem l'tovsam ala ba'ofen shev'yavo l'tovsam yivrchu. After the eighth after Mitzodin, Ena Borchim Zelenach Tzeder. That's a machlok for the Sefer Truma and the Tur. Sefer Truma says they're trapped. Even though if I open the box, the box is going to fly away. Tur says no. Not Taras Shli Tussle. That's the word the Chazan issues. He has a kash against the Tur. Also, Lifos Machzelas Agavikaverishal Dvorim. No. You can't. So what's the Taz answer? Well, there's so many bees, you'll get one. That we saw at the end of the shiur yesterday. Right? We read the Taz? Fine. Chazanish gave a different answer. No, you're happy that the birds bees are making honey. So far, so good? So what about our case? It comes out like follows. If the Sefer Truma is right, Vada Nechshav Shem Yadayin Nitzodim Yodim Avshi Yevshol Atovsom. Why? Because if you try to grab them, they're going to fly out anyway. But right now, they're not going to fly out. So according to the Sefer Truma, they're certainly considered Nitzodim. They're not going to close the door. According to the Tor, depends what's shot in the Tor. Who's right? Who's right? Is the Taz right? Or the Chazanish right? The Fiat Taz Sorok Shiyukal Atovsom. When they offer the Tulsum, because they're going to fly out. If you go after them, they're going to fly out despite you being there. So therefore, you can't close the door. According to the Chazanish, next page, since it's Nichole, B'mashen Nitzodim Shom, Avshen Yochol the Tulsum, so next Shom Shon is Batla Tzedosum, V'Bekavera Shul Devorim. Nu, so what's the Pesach La'alocha? We saw already in the Shulchan Aruch, that what? That the Ramah is machmir like the Sefer Truma. The question is, what's pshat? Are they found the Sefer Truma just l'chumra? Or maybe even l'kula? In our case, maybe a kula. That's his question. He quotes a chacham echad. Our case is worse than a teva. Why? Because there, the zvuvim simply cannot get out. Here, they really can't get out. It's just the pachat that prevents them from getting out. And if you try to get them, they're going to go out anyway. But they're not considered nitzot. So it's even less than the case of the flies in the box. This is what he quotes over here in Simin Chof Dalid Os Dalid Os Dalid. He's not sure. So you could say maybe it's a sex faker, no? Maybe. The machlok was the tour of the Sefer Truma. If you shot the tour, it's like the Chazanish. I don't know. He's not machriya with this stuff. But I want to go a little further with this chakira, Rabbi Osai. What's the definition of tzedek? It's an important chakira we'll see in a minute. A very important chakira. Yes, sir.
This thing that the Baal Truma, that he's saying, is this all the shayat to the Tertullah Dalman's shayla? Why isn't the shayat to just closing the door of the cage in the first place?
Be the same thing. If they close the door of the cage, so the animal out of the cage, can they get to the birds or not? What's the difference? Why is this only a shayla in this unique circumstance? And if it's a shayla by the closing the door of the cage?
No.
If the door of the cage is open, so then the
birds
would just fly out, stop.
I'm
no idea. That's different.
Right. Why close the door of the cage? Is the
bird in there trying? Right now. Right now. You're asking a different question. You're saying that even after I closed the door, I didn't accomplish anything. You're saying if the tour is right, you're asking the following question. The tour is right that I can't get them because the minute I open the box, the fly is going to fly out. So therefore, that's not considered tzedek, right? That's the tour says. If I'm allowed to close the box, so according to the tour, I should be allowed to close the cage too.
I would have been happy to say that the flies are faster than the birds, but if
could
that's
be
true, then you have then so too by this shayla of trapping it by standing there.
Shouldn't be the same. I hear what you're saying. Okay. The way that the Megillah Sefer puts it, it's all the same thing, flies and birds. So then you should be mut the corner of the tour to close the cage b'chlal, because the minute you try to get it, it's going to fly out. Well, maybe it's not as easy for it to fly out. So then it's not the same as flies and birds. I don't know. Again, city boy. I don't know flies. I don't know birds. I don't know. Not many flies to close the box. Where about the flies being the Baruch Hashem, and I haven't reached that level. Rabosai. Some of the first make the following suggestion. Again, the Sefer Truma holds that Seder means you prevent it, you are taking the, you look at it from the fly's perspective. He cannot go where he will fly where he wants now. Torah says has to be under your control, right? This is what some of the Farshim say. The Chazanish did not say that way. Now, the Nishan is so convinced, Rabosai, that it, as I said, I went to before, he's the one who pioneered that phrase. Say it is what? It's under your control. Now, he said it clearly. Under your control. Nusa, then the question becomes that the Torah is right. What's trying to say for Truma? Let me read you his lashon. Let's read it. But that same Truma, this is a Rabbanon. Didn't say that. Same Truma says Rabbanon. I mean, Rabbanon is aiming to be no, but is it Rabbanon intrinsically? He says, "Kevin shein avshem nitzod in b'teva, avshi yevshel l'ftoach l'shaf tofsem, adav atol b'shikol adas." Ramol doesn't say for Truma, that's a b'ktana, because he's Rabbanon, he can't for Godel. Well, it's trade Rabbanon, we don't care about psikration or nicholeh. That's how he says. We'll get to that psikration in a little bit. In any event, Rabosai, he claims that Sefer Truma would agree with the Torah fundamentally, because he lacks that definition. Definition is under your control. And here, the Sefer Truma only map with the Rabbanon. Why? Because right now they're in the box, even though they're really not under your control. So we think it's a Daraisa, because in the perspective of the fly, you can't get out. He does, the Chazanish doesn't even have that as one of the tzedakim. Sefer Truma has to be under the Rabbanon, he says. Yeah.
This is, I think what Shmuel and Rabbi are going back about, and just something that comes up. According to the lesson, like Shlita, to use for the tour, wouldn't, I think, as opposed to looking at it as, oh, can the fly go where it wants, and as one plus of the fly, one plus of the guy, why can't you say that the accessibility of the, of meaning, are you able to get, does Tzad mean that you're able to actually have the object after you enclose it? Or does it just mean that you're able to control what it does? Meaning, so that's why when Shmuel keeps saying, oh, under your control,
I can move the box from here
right,
to there.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't get to the fly.
Right. Meaning, so, couldn't that just be the Makhluk at the Sefer Truma and the Tour? Then,
it's certainly possible. It's certainly possible. It's interesting, the box seems to say, this is the Makhluk between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, Yitzad Tzvi Legina Chatzir Abiba. Right? That's the Shaila. That's the Shaila. He can't go where he wants, but you can't get him in one fell swoop. So that's the Shaila. Right? Open the Gemara. The Gemara is the Gemara. Now the Machlok is Atanoim. Okay? Rabbi Yehuda says what? So tefillah migdal and tefillah bayis is chayav, but tefillah bayis you can't get him in one fell swoop. You're still chayav because he can't go where he wants. And Chachamim is saying, oh, tzvi legina lekata lebibar chayav. Second. Tzvi the Rashi's nita mishechniso the base of an old b'fana. He said, "Lagina alachoter ain't tzeda," but according to Chacham, it's also considered to be tzeda. So to come out the way the Bach understands it, if we pass like the Chachamim, so to come out the definition, the opposite of the Chazanish, because here you can't really get him; it's not your control. But he can't go where he wants. That's what comes out according to the Bach, called the opposite extreme, and it could be. A nafkamina like this. What about some of these balechayim that they walk so slowly? We'll get to it a little later on in detail. A worm, so slow. It's under your control from the get go. I mean, it's a piece of cake, right? Anyone can get it. But right now he goes where he wants. Once you put a cup on him, can't go where he wants. So if I carry, if in the perspective of control, he was under control before, he didn't cross the red line. But if in the perspective of him going where he wants, he can't go where he wants anymore. That could be the opposite child. That's what that one Claire, what's the right definition of tzedek. This is very fundamental. We'll see in a minute. It comes up, it sounds like it's a purely practical question, but it affects the lumbus of Seder as well, as we shall see in a minute.
That's the Gemara that bears address that?
Tolas?
Well, not
a Tolas, but not the Chagavim, we'll get to the Chagavim. We'll get there. Not today, it's always next week. I know we're supposed to finish Seder next week. I understand, I'm aware of all this, but we'll try to get to do it as much as we can.
Well, I want to know where we can put into the
fee yet. Okay. Patient. Aloha Lamaisa Shaila, he has over here. In the Megillus. Let's get that Lamaisa. You have the following situation. You have a fly. And you have a window. And in the back of the window there's a screen. I both say you have, in your house, there's screens in the back of the windows. So in the summertime, you can open up the windows, you want the fresh air to come in, and you don't want the flies to come in. I think most windows have screens these days, correct? Most homes? Emmis? Screens? Now, the fly happens to be between the window and the screen. Can I close the window? Cold! So we had the Mishnah Berurah. Remember, we had this case of the Mishnah Berurah, if you recall. Where is the Mishnah Berurah? Sivkot and hay. Cotton hay. This is a man a car shape tsar sino tsar kotov chayodam the mutal lino in anka of an ostrak la hatzlam in a car and arose a cloud of tera tzipa. I don't want the flies. I just want to get it's cold. Came and the angel say the Doraisa, I took the situation of the Rabbanon. Otherwise, fine. But it's a sharp say the Doraisa is the problem. That's what the Mishnah Berurah writes over here in Sifkotan. Hey. Okay. That's what the Mishnah Berurah writes. And here in Megillah Sefer, he quotes this Mishnah Berurah. He says he thinks that now he had another part. Well, but the Rashi Peshita, Matalinul as Habayas Hashamro, Avshay Deizeh Tzvi Nitzah Besocho. So we make of a Mokum Tzar. You don't want this. Now, if you're only doing it only for the because it's cold, that's the Mishnah Berurah. But in this particular case, you also don't want the flies to come in. This is as follows. I'm reading the words in here in Osei. V'av shalom v'lokom tzar yesh v'hokel im ena v'skayim on the tzedek ha-zvuvim v'yesh sham eza chor kotan shichom ha-zvuvim los ez dako av she'eno niko lehedja ukim avuv v'mishnebrua sit kotan yud ches. Let's take a look at the mishnebrua yud ches. See what it says. Shulchan Aruch writes, "Lo yiskav matzud, but gam hu beinyan sheinam mukhuch sheyu nitzodim should be a psikration." That's the Gemara according to our Gersa, Rabosai, in Masechta Meitzah, that's Lamed Vav. It's quoted halacha on the Shulchan Aruch. Fine. Let's take a look at the Mordechai Simen Shin Yud Dalet. Shin Yud. Why is it not going up? Shin Yud Zion. Take a look. Alright, both sides. Set the look, let's look. The Mordechai Shin Yud Zion. You have Yehuda, Kilo Machave Mahavi. He came with Rabbi Shimon, Hechit Nicha, Halup Sigresha, Vod Rabbi Shimon Sigresha. That's the Gemara's Kasha, and where? In Beitza, do we have the Gersa? In Shloma, Rabbi Shimon, Ika Lukwi, Ika Revocha Tvei, Ain't a rowan also can eat sodos. But how did it stick ratio? No, such as a whole. Why Rabbi Huda also does it? Rabbi Huda, because Rabbi Huda also came to soap, soap. Need sodos favor hamatzeles also. Umishani, this big burak, a gadola kokach. She rose also, the bird, the BC, and it's not considered tzeda at all. When we come near it, the kites, which has moved in between us, so that this go to have us, so the Shabbos, him lo yaniach, Rebbe, God, all shuk, who loved it, he loved it, and he told him, I feel like Shimon, the situation, this is the same for Tshuva, right? The Torah we saw before, it's mapping. So it's all it. Okay, right in front of you here in the morning. Good. 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 Now, what will happen if you close the door, the window, because you don't want the bird to bother you? I'm reading to you. Yesh melcha mia b'lomah she'sorba esachalon b'glal she'rotu l'sagas ha'zvuvim mi'achedet v'yatridim also. That's the most common case, no? In other words, it's cold. Okay, not that cold. But now the flies are bothering you, you just close the door, and they're trapped between one and what? Between the window and the screen. The chorab often says, "When the scavenge unit sold in shaman chalon la reshes, visually cut the tocha bias, yesh lesser. Afim yesh is the chor cut in the reshes. Osha chalol sham godo be open the shum the scavenge and say the osha mechol gavna. I am mokum lomar. That sod zvuvim kedel salcha meolav. The next one she ain't a scavenge and say the why. Kevin she ain't a shum tzora she unit sold. Kol kabanos to vak the salcha meolav. But we didn't prove it's not true. Why? Why has he proved it's not true? Because the guy made Sad Nachash, Rabbi Osai, take a look at Kuv Zayin and Manalev. Sad Nachash, Rabbi Osai, the last piece of the parrot. Sad Nachash, Meshabbis, in this Asik, Moshlesh, and the Potter, in the Rafu Achayav. Okay? That's the citation over here, Son Nochash B'Shabbos. And this question of Son Nochash B'Shabbos, hold on a second, please. This question of Son Nochash B'Shabbos, what does it depend upon? Take a look over here on Kuv Zayin Amud Beis, the last eight lines. It's found again. Hatzad Nachash B'Shabbos in Misasik Bosh Lo Yishchen Potter in the Refu Chai Man Tana or Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rabbi Shimini the Mamalacha Shein Etzvich LeGufa Potter Aleho. The only Ptur over here is Mamalacha Shein Etzvich LeGufa. So what do you see from here? It's considered to be in the category of Seda. Quotes Reb Chaim Brisker, who says Seda Snogosh is Eino Miskaving. It's a kasha against the Mefurash Gemara. The Gemara is the Melachah Shein Tzricha LeGufa. Now, one more time. I didn't say that. I said that the question is considered miskaven or not miskaven. So he says the Megillah Sefer is considered miskaven. It's Yichud Legufa. It is considered an Isur Tzeda. Don't tell me it's not Isur Tzeda. You might have thought, I don't want it, I'm trying to get rid of it. It's not called Tzeda at all. One could say, we'll see soon. But the Gemara says, if I can't, that it's only Melachah Shein Yichud Legufa. I mean, it is considered to be a Tzeda. And Reb Chaim says it's in a miskaven, it's against the Gemara. Because the Gemara says the only issue is Melachah Shein Tzvich LeGufa. Doesn't say it's Eina Miskava. So let's open up. I brought the Kilos Yaakov to see what he says. We'll try to figure out how what we said until now we'll be able to answer what he had said. I both sides here it is. The problem really is with the Rambam. You know, since no one has Rambam here, but you will have Shulchan Aruch here. Let's take a look. So enough, I should both sides. It's Siv. Siv Zion. Hatzod Nachoshen B'Shabbos O Sharem Mosem Amazikim and the Rafu Achayim Fiyim B'Shushal Yishkenu Mutter. Why is it mutter, Rabbi Osai? Presumably because we paskin like whom? Like a b'shemin, and the Gemara has enough kuf zayin aman aleph. All the time, it's potter is potter v'yoser. There are three exceptions, and there's one of them. Right? That's the mefurash Gemara you saw it. Oh. Now, let's read the Mishnah Brura carefully. Os kuf zayin. Hanu afilu v'mok moshen v'gidol v'an d'chosh v'amis. Not a pikuach nefesh question. Mutter anyway. Fine. Hatam, line 4, on page Chavzayin Amei. Hamlocha Shetil the Gufa. Then it's our Chalotzim, Ela Shlo Yishchen. Ma Yodea Shiyamad, Zilay Zikhen Lo Yotzah. Kaimel Hamlocha Shetil the Gufa. Pot, Ela Shetil Rabbanat. Ela Mishim Nehazek, Ela Yishar Van Alek. Fine. Vafilu the Rambam, the Mechaya Biyam, Hamlocha Shetil the Gufa, Moda Bezeh. This is coming from the Rambam. This is a quotation of the Rambam, Rav Osa. The red quote of the Rambam. Host man, Kaini said the Rambam. It's the finish. On the Marma Kurtz. The Kotzvu, El Yerabba, Shachron, Tama Mishum, the Svile, the Zelo Mikri Malacha, Klal, Halakim Misatik Bialma, Kaman Shaim Tzonov, Beetam Atseza, Klal, Adrabba, Kabarasla, Vehicle, Samiolov. The problem is the Gemara. The Gemara makes it depend upon Rav Shimon, Matan of Yuar, Matan of Shimon. He called this even what? Rav Yehuda agrees. What I have to look at the Rabba. Sivkot Yitches. What's he going to do with this Gemara? Yeah. What's my mission say?
He says that there's a
Yikad
Amasalaha,
Yikad Amasalaha, Yikad Amasalaha,
and the Rabba's
Pasmak 1
of them.
That's okay. It's one way. Okay. Very good. Very good. That's the Magal Mishnah says Yud Chafei. Is that right? Let's try Yud Chafei. There's two. Yud Chafei and Yud Chafei. Let's see which Magal Mishnah this one is. So it's good to read the Magal Mishnah together.
Yud Yud Zayin.
So yes, the Kasha. How can the Rambam say it's mutter? Same with Mappas Murs also. Same Gemara. Mappas Murs and Murs depends upon Rav Shimon and Rambam Pasuk of Yuda. How can he say it's mutter? That's the Kasha. If you have the Frankel editions, the wide line too. Akasha Rabbeinu Pasuk Perek Rishon. Kav Yuda. Lo Vashin Shul Gufa Shachayv Aleh. Lo Malo Chayv Leelu. Shem Shachayv. The Tzach Lo Tzach Shloshim Nashish Gemara. Shingram Shimon Bedavka. Venerally, Rabbeinu holds, Ein Halacha Ela Kalishna Kama Sheshanu Hodam Rav Yehuda Rav Rama Mishnah Seinu that Tzach Lo Tzach Avul Inach Afili Rav Yehuda Asim. How do you know? Because Shmuel holds Potter Umutter and he fastens like Rav Yehuda. Ain't you the goof is chayim? Vatam. Shafon is more to Gmar Malacha Shulaharcha Piyamaka Shloka Divi Rashi Shkosti Mishur Bonet Shul Zotia Mimani Lecha and Gmar Malacha Yav Shmar Malacha Shmar Malacha Shul Bonet. It's like he says in Perek Yud Beis Halacha Beis, the famous Magen Mishnah that's not going to quote in Shin Yud Ches. V'chein Sein as Hanocha She'ein Otzod Kedarko Elim is Asik Bo Kmo Shiz Bo Lamat Halacha of Dalet. Yeah, that's what he says. It's not considered an act of Teda at all. I think Gemara says it is. You pass a different lesson of the Gemara. Okay. Magen Mishnah says so. Comes up Chaim with a bombshell. It's a pshara of Chaim. Chaim says it's a compromise. The Briskos don't compromise, but this is a sort of a kind of a compromise. There are those who claim it's not a malach at all. That's what the Magen Mishnah just said. The Gemara says clearly it is a malach. So the Magen Mishnah is Chaim says, you know what? It's a malacha, but it ain't a miskabe. A compromise. It's a malacha. You can't say it's not said at all. But it's considered to be ain't a miskabe. Ain't a miskabe. So why does the Gemara say it depends upon ain't shirk al-gufa? Who says that? Who says that over here? Both said. Kuf Zayin Beis. Who said it? Look at the Gemara. Oh, maybe I'm a Rav. Rav Shimoni, Dama Malacha Shein Tzvich Al Gufa Potter. Rav both say, what does Rav hold about Dama Shein Miskavim? Bekiyas and Gan Shas. Rav holds Dama Shein Miskavim is us. Rav Yudas Tzvich. So the Gemara later on. And therefore, Chaim says, because Rav held like Rabbi Yehuda, the only way out to explain this din is by saying it's Shulah Gufa. But since the Rambam Paskins flipped the garment, it's Shulah Gufa is Chayek. But Davashen Miskavin is Mutter, he's Master, so Davashen Miskavin. That's why it's Mutter. That's up Chaim's Chiddush. Perikul Loch Yudan, Nichus, on the Rambam.
What? The opposite of Rav.
Opposite of Rav. Rav holds Ein Miskavin is Oster and Shulah Gufa is Mutter. We Paskin. If you're Rambam, that Ein Shulah Gufa is Chayev, Ein Miskavin is Mutter. What's the question? Frek the Kehilas Yaakov. Why is it Ein Miskavin? What's going on over here? That's his Kashi Gat Shab Chayev. So I'll read it to you. I brought the Kehilas Yaakov in. Shabbos Siman Beis. You're on the ball. That's where my Achaki was going to come in a minute. I'll give it away. Shabbos Siman Beis. Here it is. Hold on. Kiddush Shemor and Agrachzal. Okay? He says, Shmuel Lashitoso Kola Tavakula Domashin Miskavin is Shavim. Okay? I Shabbos Kuv Zayin. That's Rav. Rav holds. Where? Ksuba Safe. Who looks Ksuba Safe? I also look Ksuba Safe. But in Rabbah's Ksuba Safe, you're passed like Rabbi Yehuda. Dabba Shem is Kavan is Asur. Okay? Fine. Therefore, he's only based upon what? Look at Shem is Tzirik Lagufa. And he doesn't understand. What's Dabba Shem is Kavan? Your Kasha. Osa Pula Acheretz. Memela Nasis Kamalabazu. Gora Kisi Misapso. I'm dragging a bench. That's all I want to do. I want to get the bench from here to there. Incidentally, what happens? A ditch. I'm not trying to make a big ditch. I'm not also making a ditch. Okay. Mapas Mursa, what are you doing? You are making the hole. There's a pus pimple or something. You're making the hole. That is a malacha. You're miscavig. It's ancient the goofa, true. What's going on? Truth is, though, you can't argue with Rishonim, right? Rav Chaim can argue with that Rishon. Tosis Ksuba Zavav to the Befevish Mapis Mursa Lotzi Lechon Ein Miskavin. It's also true Rav Kivega there in this Kiddushim asks Kasha against Tosis. What does this have to do with the Psikration? It's a Miskavin Mamish. Says the Stipula to answer this. Well, he says Mapis Mutz Lotzi Lecha is in a Miskavim because the Lech Kval Malacha shall quote Asiyas Pesach. Why am I in Asiyas Pesach? Because the Lech is Bona. Okay? Who in a Miskavim the Shem Binyan? El Maisa Pesach Levad. It's called Dabba Shem Miskavim. No. Give the Teretz of the Kivegas Kash. But that's a Kash, a good Kash, a good Teretz. Let's put that aside for the moment. Yes, sir.
Teretz. So digging a hole for the third, I also don't. I'm not.
Oh, very good question. Very good question. Kasha bechol begulei torah liyafra. Not mishpachav to the disciple. The chashvira lebegemar b'loch hashen esvira legufa. Vamay lohave dover shenem iskavim. Tosam nami enem iskavim lechus bone ele lekam sofer v'lanal ale beged dover shenem iskavim torah chiyu. Yeah, people in the shiur on the ball.
The classic case of segregation is that you want the chicken head. You don't get rid of the shkita. It's the same. That is a double shkita. You
try to
want
to put
the chicken head.
Right.
You want the chicken head. That's
the
whole point.
You want the chicken head. You love to take the chicken head off and let the bird, the chicken,
keep it alive. Yeah. That's the case.
Say it for what?
Saying it's not a
lotion.
That's the whole
thing. You're asking Akasha. You're saying that Chaim is right.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take that. Rav Chaim is right because even though it's the same action, it's called a shechita. You take it off the chicken. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, that's it. All you want is the bird's head, even though you're also only one action. The action we can review is two different things: yeah. Getting a plaything for your child or killing a chicken.
We discussed this.
Can we discuss some of these things, right?
The word mother might
But hold on. But hold, wait a minute, please. Miu calls there Shaykh is terrorist, whatever you like it or not. I'm up as Mursa. Say that's not so you shredu. What is Seda? Now we got you. What? Listen carefully to every word. Every word. What is Seda? Tfisas habachai b'mokom mishumor. He defined Seda that way. For adam alo mechav and the topso v'lasoso shomer and the shein tzarach lo guf habachai shetosh kavan ostrak mishul shiyoh ezikanah zelachora rak malacha shein tzvichu l'gufa the chazanish says that way. Rak into the Google, but it's not going into Miskavim. By the definition of Miskavim, I ain't sure. It's the Kasha the Rambam. Now, also in brackets, that which the Rambam says, the Reb Chaim says, the Rambam is like the Aruch. That's the whole assumption, this whole parrot. Not true. He doesn't like it. Chazanish doesn't like that either. We spoke about this already a few months ago, that we think that Reb Chaim is right based on the word bulvad, if you recall. The paragraph of the Chazan Shechan had to erase it. If you have to erase it, you're ready. There's no ksav yada that way. Anyway. So, how does he explain the Rambam? There's some of the Tanai Be'ikra Malacha. So, that Shevitz Malacha, Elim Kain Tzorach Lo Sadova. Because Tosas is Shabbat Tafayim Gimel. We saw that Tosas before. Zoma Mitzorach Liyetzin. Afili Rabbi Yehuda ain't tzrichu l'gufa, you need tzrichu l'yetzin. Otherwise, it's not called kosher. Like Koream Alas Litfa, Machal Alas Lichto, that's what Tosa says, like, Kvash Mishasach l'gufa, either, what I call it, not a Ptur Kloli, but a Ptur Prati, as I keep calling it over and over again. See, so over here, the same thing is true when it comes to the Mechez Ma'ag Mishnah, Yud Beis Beis, the famous Ma'ag Mishnah, that Ma'ag and Mod is only if it's Kavan L'tzirah. This we have, that's famous. He quotes the Shita Mekubetes, Mishik Subis, and the Ran by the Hoshana, you know, the Hoshana Chwiti. The Kolhani Shai Misha Malachas, the Mechashi Malacha, the Enchil the Gufa. Why? Lo Nechsha Malacha, the Mekena, is by Tikun, of what is Mekalkel. So when it's considered a Tikun, it's Osama Noshim, it's a Malacha, even though you don't need it, it's Enchil the Gufa, see soon. But Pula Kazoo, he shall stop in the other and aim the tikkun. Don't you dark on this also double ibud. Lo mechshem malachas tikkun elam kain odom zeh. Host a malacha mechav on the tikkun a malacha. Od machshav to mashu ne malachas tikkun. Even called Rabbi Yehuda, you're not chayav in these cases. It's Shana Chwita and all these situations.
Does it have to be a tikkun to the chepsa itself?
One more minute. But this is sold. So what? It's not considered a tikkun. If you shana chwit etc. Only because of shemin, ain't a miskaven. Kunda Yehuda who asks the davar shen miskaven. Listen to this now. Mechashma malacha apapit is the shana chwiti. The mefurish gemara. Tanakama the brisa also shem. Take a little toast to refresh your memory. Then I've kuf gimel. Let's turn back a few pages. Kuf gimel and out. Post of Gimel Alf says it's Kasha that it's stuck with Sukkot Lamed Gimel Shana Chviti. That means like the Yoruch Masha Kapirisha Yoruch Tuxeno Nene Mutter Avgav the Psegresha. And don't tell me Vileka Lameymar Kev Nitzel Shana Chviti Yiserta Eina Metakan Klub. Don't tell me that. Why? Then came Amai Sova also the Sova La Kavua Rav Lozer Rav Shimon holding his father Rav Shimon Tomei Eina Skavim Mutter. Even called the Yehuda Shemim Mutter. So what is the stipler? What is saying the stipler? This you saw this Ptur Prati with only said according to Reb Shimon, not according to Reb Yehuda. I don't say that makes no sense. From Shimon and Reb Yehuda are going to then clearly have another effect of Ptur Prati. Has it crossed the line? So here's the mirror I went to you once before. It can't cross the line because what Kloli and Prati have to have in common is whether an Ein of Miskavim is going to Miskavim. It can work and the level of Kloli, macro, and the level of Prati, macro. Say to yourself, I'm reading the Miri. Word for word of the Miri. Hol of the Yesh Tol Shana Chviti, aim with a tikkun cloud. Ulabihuza Chaya. What? Shari Hutsu Lomar Rablazar Shima Tabakavua. Bata is a word of the Miri. Shabihuda Ose She'eno Miskaven Ke Miskaven. In the all of Akloli, he says that, which even transcends Shabbos. Applies to others. The Nazir we spoke about Gozei, right? Always. And also, with respect to the Din Prati of the Magadishas, that we call them, and all the other ramifications. There also. Kuf Gimel. Chidush Gadol, says the stamp of Shat Namiri. Kemo Shehechash Ose Masa Vera Gemura. Ela She'eno Miskaven La Michai Rabbi Yehuda Hakanami. Hega de etzem chalot shem malachu rak vidika kavana mechayv le Rabbi Yehuda filem eskaven ena eskaven kim eskaven. What's the pshat? Why is he mechayv davar shena eskaven? You know why? God is a nigger mechaven. Kevin shiodeh shenasa davar zeh yesh tzad kavana. Whatever. So it was over here. Now we send the Rambam. Map the smurus and say this nagash is mutter. Why? I ain't sure the goof is chayav. Yeah, why? Because Mappas Mursa and Tzedas Nogosh is not considered a tikkun by plain people. You don't stop and make holes in your skin. You take to make a binyan like that. Tzedas Nogosh is not for most people that have nothing to do with it. So it's not a Torah, it's a melacha, it's a miskaven. As you said before, all the examples you gave before. Mappas Mursa, Tzedas Nogosh, like Shmuel, he holds the answer to the Gufa is Chayim, as the Magad Mishnah said. That only for Dabar Shem Miskaven is mutter. Dabar Shem Miskaven is asur. Then the Psur Prati does not apply. A brilliant structure here in Kilas Yaakov Shabbos Siman Beis. Reb Chaim had a superstructure. He didn't go for this beautiful structure. He talked in open clothing. And why is it considered the problem is disciples kasha? Why, according to Reb Chaim, is it considered to be a Dabar She'eino Miskaven? So I don't understand too much disciples. I don't understand. If you're willing to go as far as to say that it's not a malach at all, why aren't you willing to go halfway and say that it's the davar she'eino miskaven? I thought Reb Chaim is a pshara between those who say it's a malach gemura, which is a simple pshara in the gemara, only two of the answer of the gufa. Those who it's not a malach at all, but with disciples' ingenuity, that itself depends on the question of the Ptur Prati and Miskaven and not Miskaven, as he's just with the beautiful Shtikl Torah. So why can't you accept the middle ground that within the thin Klali of Davar She'eino Miskaven will suggest that Tzedas Nogosh, this kind of a case, can be considered a Davar She'eino Miskaven? You're saying it's not a malach at all, I'm only saying half what you're saying. So the answer is, the stack will hold, no. A thin Prati, I can say Chidushi. But then Klali, you have to go with the general rules. You're doing one action, that one action is one action. There's nothing, you can't go halfway. It's impossible to go halfway. That's what the Stifles Kasha is.
Could it be, say the word with
the Stifler will say, if you're talking about a Din Prati, I can swallow that. There's a Din Prati which prevents, take a Tzedas Nogosh for example, that if you don't want it, it's not called Tzeda at all. But that Tur Prati is subject to the Machlokas of Yehuda and the Rabbanan in the Din Kloli. Because Rabbi Yehuda says, Eina Miskavim, it's Kim Miskavim. So the same as the Din Kloli, there's no Heter, and then Prati, there's no Heter. That's how the disciples said it. But he didn't like the way Reb Chaim didn't know about this Prati's Kloli. Reb Chaim just said that, look, it's a classical case of Davar She'eino Miskavim. Davar She'eino Miskavim. We said before, right? The flip, Rav and Shmuel are flipped. This is it. The Nia Zaiti, and I saw this in that Corona, they say it depends on what the definition of Seda. Seda, Rabosai, if you assume, and here's the irony, we like the Chazanish. He's the one who didn't like Rav Chaim. We're going to use the Chazanish's definition. What's the definition of Seda? Shlita al Habalchai. You want to be under your control. That's the definition. Do I want this Nachash to be under my control? May the Lord bless and keep the Nachash, like the Tzar, far away from us. Yeah, you don't want the Nachash. You want to be under your control. You want to try to have it go to China. Well, to Russia, where the Tzar used to be. They just get far away from you. I don't know, we use the Chazanish yourself to defend your prime. Here you the two definitions that we had in the lavda before. What you're doing is you're restricting what you want to do, you're mechaving to restrict the mobility of the nachash that you want to do. True. But that's not the definition. The definition of tzedek is you want it under your control that you don't want. Talipsik Resha. Follow what I'm saying? I'm using the chakir we spent the whole day on to defend Reb Chaim against, using the chazanish to defend Reb Chaim against the chazanish. Gotta love that, right? Yeah?
The Yerushu brings our Kashlokan says similar that here, since you're covering it, Laharkik as Abacha, it's not the SM definition of the Lach at all.
So that is willing to say, the stipula. What he's not willing to say, as Reb Chaim said, I mean, I don't know Kashlokan against Reb Chaim, but what they're not willing to say is, it's considered a malacha, but an anim eskavim, but a psikration. That's what I'm saying. It's an anim eskavim with a psikration. Says Reb Chaim, anim eskavim. Let me make myself clear. The Ruach HaShulchan and the stipler with based upon that Magen Mishnah, they're all saying that's a ptur prati. If you don't want it, it's not a malacha at all. Either Gemara says ein tzricha l'gufa. See, the Stam has a beautiful shtickle Torah. I'm not saying it's bad, it's beautiful. He's saying that this should depend upon Eina Miskavim, Eina Miskavim, which is not only a Machloek, because it did Kloed and Prati, and before Shemir, you couldn't give up to prove it. I'm not against it, it's beautiful. But I'm saying, Reb Chaim also has a place. Reb Chaim is saying that this is considered a Dabash Eina Miskavim. Frek, there, what kind of Miskavim? Miskavim Mamish. No. He's Miskavim to have the nachash out of the way. Right? So you're saying it's not a malach at all. Could be. What is some kind of saying, oh, it's a malach. The pashman, what is a malach? Change of the gufa. Right? You have to deal with the Gemara. I don't know if Hashem deals with the Gemara. Because it's not the mission, two to the shaynus. That's always the easy way out. So we're saying now it's a malach, but it's a malach of Dabba Shein and Miskavim. And you go, Dabba Shein and Miskavim. Why? You don't want to be under your control. You don't want it there. Right? So the answer is, if you define Seder, it should be under your shlita, under your control. You don't want that. You don't want to be in charge of it. You want to be in charge of a snake the rest of your life and don't worry about a snake? No. You want to just get rid of it. So again, so before you get to all the other svarim, the Mishnah Berurah himself says your words. Before Aruch HaShulchan. Before the stipend. Take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. And explain. We just read it before. We just read it. We quoted it from the Eli Rabbah. Tama Mishum the Sfilah the Zelavik of Melacha Klal. Having a Masach to be Alma came in and wrote to be Etzem at Seid the Klal. Ad Rabbah Kavanos to Laavriyah Mosam Yola. He said it. I have to deal with the Gemara somehow or other, but I don't have the Eli Rabbah in front of me to see how he deals with the Gemara. Quotes the source from the Eli Rabbah Mem Aleph here Sivkod Yud Ches Sharachon. They all deal with the Gemara. So if you're saying it's not a malach at all, I can say halfway. So the davar shenem eskavim. That's why I don't want to jump dumping Reb Chaim for. Yeah.
I don't understand by what definition of eina miskavim is just eina miskavim. But lemaisa, I am now surely not a snake. I am the one who has to call animal control and get rid of and then figure out.
But as we said before, as long as I'm doing this action, and my kavana is as long as I can find a way. That's what Shmuel said before to divide what I'm doing from the malacha, any which way, it's called Eina Miskavim. Mappas Versa is a way, Sikresha itself is a way, it's also a way.
What about
a Chofer Guma
then? Chofer Guma also, I should be able to divide it and say, I'm not digging the hole, I'm
taking the ground. That was his kasha, right? Stipler's kasha against himself. I would answer simply, you're right, it's Eina Miskavim, but it's a Sikresha.
Therefore,
the combine these kinds of functions. Yeah. 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 I mean, that's one answer. Look carefully and see why you don't want to give that answer. Yeah.
So, I didn't understand what Stavro said about this malacha is a tiva. Because you can only say it's a pro prati, I thought you were saying when the malacha is a tiva. Because then you're not in the scavenger, but the tiva that should be yielded. So here, the tiva really is a little ambiguous, because you're not even in a different place. So that's just like you want it for itself, you want it in somewhere else. I don't really understand why this is in the scatter.
Again, I do not want to be shirled on this nachash. The last thing I like, at 120, I have to worry about this nachash in my basement. Oh, but I'll keep it trapped in it. You know, yeah, I'll get a good cage. Yeah. I'll bring it every month to be able to maintain the cage. I'd much rather that this nachash went to China. That's the difference.
Isn't that a secret, though? Meaning, if I want to, in the case of the fly,
I said
between the door and the screen and the window. I want it to be in there.
No, I don't. I'd rather let the fly fly to China. Pay his ticket. Again, I don't want to go and be more by reason, but this is what it's, I'm giving you this form. You can look it up yourself. This is the Nakuda. This is the Nakuda. I'm saying it's all good. This is the Nakuda.
Why is there a separation here, or is there a separation?
Which case?
What I'm trying to say is most of it is much of it is Darshin and Miskatin. This is Kresha. It is trapped.
Right.
So where's the heter? So what exactly
is the Kresha about there? It's the Kresha and Miskatin. Who's the Rambo?
So Hope of Gomez Rambo after is also Mother? Because it's Kresha and Miskatin?
You're asking a good question. I just gave it Teretz. Right?
It's
time for kasha. I said it's a psik ratio. Right. You asked, that's a psik ratio. What's the matter?
Because it's the tzar. I thought the whole reason
Could be. Reb Chaim says it's a psik ratio on nichole, and he holds the Rambam psik ratio on nichole's mutter. And I told you, I think he's right, because the word bulvad in halacha zayin, perek aleph, and Reb Chaim is stuck to take it out. So we don't like to take things out. I want to go. We spoke about it 2 months ago, and then back in Elul.
Why does it have to be a nachash? It could be an animal that's not so dangerous either. I'm just glad we have this mosquito on your.
Rabosa, I went on to talk about the Sefer Machna Yisroel, which we can't find downstairs, but I want to tell you what he says. Okay? I saw it quoted in the Mishnah Berurah that I had downstairs in the Beis Medrash. I said, look at Machna Yisroel. Talking about that Rashba that we had. So, number one, we have a problem with the Rashba. And there was a Sharat Tzion, right? That we saw in Shem Tezayin, a Sharat Tzion. He commented on that Rashba. He says, look in Avas Chesed. So I looked it up, I put it down on my table in the Beis Medrash. Should be right to show in Ashat of Sochem Chofei, Amin Beis, Lefesh of that, Becham Echamein, Osem in Atorah. Because the Rashba is wrong. Ulai, so I thought this was an Avos Chesed. It's not there. It's only here. Ulai the Gamla Rashba Hino Mutrak Sheika Kavanos Meshul Shmiras Beis. And the word Bilvad bothered us. The Ran and the Rashba, we weren't happy with the Teretz. We like the Teretz, but the Rashba doesn't sound that way. But in the footnote, I have a beautiful, beautiful Rashba. Shuk Valdiga, Aliz Vahoda, Mamash Bafur, blah, blah, blah. But the old one, that's downstairs, has different footnotes. And so you look in Machne Yisroel. Written by the Chofetz Chaim, it tells you, the Baal Chofetz Chaim, Baal Mishnah Berurah, Simen Lamed Aleph and Ago. Unbelievable pshat. What? No, he wrote it for soldiers. It's what's called Machne Yisroel. He wrote it for soldiers in the Russian army, not in Tzahal. The Russian army. And never, they took him, they drafted, forced, conscripted the Russian army, and I keep basics, Shabbos, what? It's a fascinating safe about it. A lot of coolers there, which you don't find elsewhere, because it's for the army. This is not a place to look for chumras. You know, Russian army. Yeah. Okay. Maybe that's why you don't have enough Beis Medrash there. Too strict for Beis Medrash. Maybe I'll go to the library or something. I'm trying to get one. I'll show it to you inside. I'll try to be able to go to the library later today. On Sunday, I'll show it to you. Sunday, Shiur Sunday is 10:30. I have 12 o'clock. I'm speaking for the medical something society. So, 10. I just reminded myself. 10:30 on Sunday. Send out the email, please. Say 10:30. Okay. He said, you know what? This is comparable to Ribui B'Shiurim. Ribui B'Shiurim. Who ever heard of that expression? What Masechta was it founded? Beitza. Excellent. Ribui B'Shiurim. I have more Beitza here. Now, if you Zion and Beitza, that's a Sukkah Viva Vishiru.
That's
good. They have a Machne Yisroel on Bar Ilan. It's on Bar Ilan? So, case, maybe we have no screen here. The whole discussion over here, if a person is allowed to add things into the Mamalei Nachnam Chavash Mamayim, you only need Kidon Echad, things of this nature. From the back, there's a fascinating Ran and Rashba. Of course, the Chavetz Chaim will call it Torah Kula backwards and forwards. So he has, so this Rashba, he wants a link in his head to a different Rashba. A, we don't know, and B, we don't make link. Well, okay.
Did you ever check the Musar section downstairs? I think it has Kol Kisvei Chavetz Chaim down there.
I'm not sure if Machne is older than the Kol Kisvei. I'm not sure. Give a look. After she, before I go, she left to the library. After the Kol Kisvei, let me know. Save me a trip. Here we go. Listen to this. The Hamashma, the Rabbis Mishira Beyamta Mutter. Shine. Haraj Ramosev of Omer. I feel the man of the first husband that they shall come up. Came and Lom Bitzel with Rabbanon. Oh. We be sure with Rabbanon. Came to be Yantav Shoyos. Now we got me Mila Mishamitzvah. See from this, if you want to look up later, it's page 18. Last two narrow lines in the Ran. You see that he holds. We wish you a Shabbos with Mitzvah Midrabanan. Tmihani! It's against the Gemara Manavis. Two, you have that Gemara. You have two choices. Someone's sick. I can pick two individual stems with one grape each. You only need two grapes. Or one stem which has three grapes on it. Gemara Manavis. Interesting Shiloh, no? What's better? What's better? Menachas of Sam of Dal and Amadal. Yeah. What's the shayla over there? Etc. If Reba Yishuv is only the Rabbanon. So, Shita. I hold that Vadi Yishuv is the rice is the Ram. But Yontif is different. Shabbos is Tchuya. Pikuch Nevesh and Yontif Ochel Nevesh is Chutra. Famous Ram. Kitsa, I mean the whole thing. Rashi, I read it to you on page 18. Hold the Rebbe Shirun on Shabbos is the Rabbonim. Says the Machane Yisrael. So therefore, he says it's the same thing over here. Rebbe Mishirun. I close the door because I want to protect my valuables. The fact that there's also a Tzvi is Rebbe Mishirun. That's what it's about. Rebbe Shirun is also the Rabbonim. An extra tircha. Got to put an extra cup of water in. And no extra tircha. Mutter. Azoi state in Machne Yisrael. So it's quoted. Okay, we'll have to look at it. You can see it on your screen. Tell me if it's true. Simon Laman Aleph in the Hagor. Now, is this really true? The Machne Yisrael? Is it really true?
Doing it once.
If I put extra water into a pot and it cooks, even though I don't, the water's not really for me, it's for a guy, whatever, it's for tomorrow. It's really Mishurim is Mutter. So, he says, the Shabbos also Mishurim is Mutter. Midarais. Also the Rabbanon. Here's no the Rabbanon, it's all one tircha. That's what the Machne Yisrael says. Now, the question, of course, becomes every single case. I drag a bench. Let's just say I'm dragging the bench in order to bring the bench from here to there. It makes a dish. Rebishir should be at the gomer. So the Achronim suggests it's only tzeda. The Rashi might say tzeda only, because again, you're not doing a ma'aser with the guf atzvi. I'm closed the door here. The tzvi is there. The same as what we used before. Will be now superimposed upon the lumdus of the Machne Yisrael. Shlomo Zalman says this svara of Rebbe Mishiyurim only applies, one second, if the original thing that I did was a malacha, and now I'm adding more to the malacha. You left me kasha. How did the malacha in the first place? Pikuach nefesh. But if the original thing is not a malacha at all, you can't call it Riva Bashira. It's Hatzchala Shira. Where did this come up? The famous Shlomo Zalman against Rav Moshe with the chulent, with the bones and the chulent. You know what I'm talking about? We'll get to Bishlan, I guess, we'll get to it. Remember. Shlomo Zalman wrote a tshuva like this. He starts off, I asked the shuv from Rav Moshe if I'm allowed to write a tshuva against him. The Mincha Shlomo, Chelek Alef Simen Vov. Rav Moshe gave me a shuv, so I'm writing it. What was the case over there? You have a chont, and in the bones, there's a certain part of the bones that the marrow is not cooked, so there's a problem of bishul on Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon, not a problem, Rabbi Shimon, there is a problem. Rabbi Shimon, don't tell me Rabbi Shimon, because they have to 95% of the chont, it's already cooked from before. No, he says Rabbi Shimon, that's not bishul at all. That's bishul like a bishul, that's nothing. It's not a Rabbi Shimon. If that's the case, Rabbi says the Chavetz Chaim Shmuel will not work. It's closing my door, it's not a malach at all. So therefore the fact that it's chapping the tzvi, it's not a riba b'shur, that's the whole thing. That's number one. But even there's another Rav Moshe also against the svara. A different Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe says it's printed in Chelek Hei. Okay, you know, it's posthumous. So but this one, I heard Rav Moshe's name even before Rav Moshe was Nifter. Against Shishabat Kulchos. I give it. I said, "Halacha l'maisa." Pulling, reach into my pocket. I have in my pocket a ring of keys. Can I carry this on Yontif? I say, "There's no Eruv." Can I carry this on Yontif? So this is the key to this side of the house. This is the house. This is the house. This is here to the yeshiva. No problem. This key is to the garage. What happens? You open this one. You know what happens. The door goes up. That's already that's some kind of a malacha. So the Shmir Shabbos says, no problem. Riba b'shirim. I'm allowed to carry these five keys. I can carry these six keys too. Moshe says, no. Mama b'shirim is only if you have six identical objects. I will not. Well, like I say, I have to tell you the example that he gives. It hurts me to say the example that he gives. It was only many years ago when he gave this example. That was printed later. Cigarettes. Of course, we didn't meant to mention the word. So you have a person that smokes a yantif, another. Smokes also with the right oil on. A Issa Chalal Isser, yantif also was because of Mavra Mechame, even though it used to be considered the healthier of the plain shuas, and now it's kids. But let's say, Shalom Kadmoniya, so whatever it may be. You can pick another example that I'll give a different example. Candies. Guys, a full pack of corp chops. A full pack. Is he a one pack a day man? Like, you know. When I was a kid, I was a one pack a day man of corp chops. I used to go every morning to the candy store, buy a long corp chops, and then come I came home, they're all gone. Okay? But most people are not one pack a day. He only has a couple of them in the air. He'll use five corp chops. There are 20 corp chops in the pack. Can he carry that pack on Yontif? Yes, he will be sure. Because each quantum is identical. But over here, says Rav Moshe, this key is not the same. You can't be sure. That's what Moshe is telling us. Shmir Shabbos Hilchos. With me so far? So if Rav Moshe is right, then the Chavetz Chaim is also not right. Because not Mabe Mishir, I'm closing the door on my valuables and the Tzvi. So there are two reasons why we can argue, at least, with his Chiddush of Mabe Mishir. I'm just letting you know, not everyone agrees to Chavetz Chaim Shvar. Oh, I wanted to share, though, I'm supposed to do a little bit of the parasha, just so far behind. Let me share three more things, and then we'll talk about the parasha in 3 minutes or something like that, if you can. First is the Eglei Tal. I wanted to read it to you. It's in Kuf, Sadi, Dalet, Zitchon, Vav. I mean, it's Abnezer, Kuf, Sadi, Dalet, Vav. How do I find that quickly? Thank you. say, they go in a different order completely. Kuf Sadi Dalit. What? It's not here? What's it? Kodamas. Here it is. It's called Lamed Ches over here. Okay, I'm sorry. Just turn it around. They call it Lamed Ches. Here we go. Sekon Vav. The Rajma holds Nilas Delas Lachosh of Maisim Tzvi. And therefore, Miskavah Tzvi is mutter. What do we do with the case of what? Posem Achzelas? Yeah, what do we do with it? Yeah. Tzarech Lomar. This is Sifzat, O Zion. Kevin the Kaveres, Botel al Advorim, Betofel Elop. Choshev a Kaveres, Kemo Advorim Atma. Kilos of Maisim Advorim. He says what I said. I said it without any lumpness of Botel. I said you're putting the mat directly on the beehive. It's all one unit. He's saying something along the same lines. Along the same lines. As opposed to closing the door here, and the tzvi is over there. Interestingly, they quote from the Chazon Yecheskel, Yecheskel Abramsky, the spirit of the Tosefta, the following distinction. What happens over here? In the case of Kaveris, you close the Chalonos to protect the bees from the sun and the rain, you don't have to cover it this way. You don't have to cover it this way. It's an extra action. Here's no extra action. We mentioned that maybe once before and from a different source. That's his distinction to answer this kasha from. And then my last point for today is a Lecha Mishnah. You know what? Sunday, okay. That's fast and below to fast. Well, it's on the Ma'am HaKomas. We'll give a look, see what he says. It's against everybody else. So, that's all right, kasha.